Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Dr. Mudzengi, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, how are you?
Very well, thank you. Doc, are you well?
Very, very well.
Fantastic. I hope you are concluding your week very well.
We are so glad that we are getting into the weekend and starting the weekend with Sabbath celebration.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, almost 2 hours now into the Sabbath. So we are happy, awaiting the blessings of
God, yeah.
Of the Sabbath.
Beautiful. Yes. Beautiful indeed. Now, we are concluding our conversation with you about the Son. You know, he lived, the Son himself, a perfect life. He's our sinless example of the power we can claim through faith in him. He died for our sins, paying a penalty required to reconcile us to God. He rose as a victor over sin, the devil, and also evil. Now, we conclude this conversation on Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and the purpose of his life, death, and resurrection. So, what does Christ's death and resurrection mean for his followers today? How does it impact on our day-to-day lives as well as our eternal destiny?
Oh, thank you very much. The gospel, which we call the good news, is actually about the death and the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You'll discover that as human beings, when one dies, it's the end. There is no hope. As human beings, there is nothing that we can do. But there comes someone with the good news that if you believe in me, even if you die, one day you are going to live again because I am the resurrection and the life. If you look at the Bible, the Christian faith is anchored mainly on the resurrection. And the rite of baptism actually speaks to the past to say, I believe that Jesus Christ came and then he died, but he did not remain in the grave, but he resurrected on the third day. It also speaks to the present to say Christ has actually delivered me. I was dead in sin and I was a slave to sin. And he has given me a new lease of life to start living in him. So when you are being baptized, you are also speaking to yourself to say, look, I am no more what I used to be. If you knew me as a sinner, if you knew me as someone who was doing wrong in the past, that past is now buried. That's why you are dipped into the water and you are saying, I am resurrecting into a new life. So you are saying, I am dying to sin. And when you are baptized, you are actually given a death certificate. And it's a death certificate to sin. But when you come from the water, you are given a birth certificate to a new life in Christ Jesus. So it also points to the future to say, even though I may die in this life, since I believe in this Jesus who died and resurrection, since I believe in this Jesus who made me die to sin, so that I can resurrect to a new life, I will live again. So the death and resurrection of our Lord and Savior is very impactful. It's very central in the Christian faith, because without it, actually Paul says, if there is no resurrection, we would actually go back into the world and do whatever we can do, because we will not be having any hope. Actually, the Bible calls it the blessed hope of the resurrection. So Jesus came to give us this new lease of life, and we live in him. We were supposed to die, but he died in our place when we sinned through our grandparent, who is Adam and Eve. The penalty was death, because the law said If you eat of the fruit of this tree that is in the middle of the garden, the consequence is that you are going to die. But when Christ died on the cross, he did not die for the consequences of sin. Mm. He died for the penalty of sin.
Yeah.
That's why we still die. That's why we can still face sickness. But we know that on that day when he shall come the second time, this body which is corruptible shall put on incorruption. This body that is mortal is actually going to put on
immortality.
Yes.
Beautiful. Now, Pastor, what does it mean that Christ is our advocate in heaven? What's the purpose of that particular role?
That role is crucial because, like the parliamentary systems which we have in the world, you will be given an MP, a member of parliament, maybe for your region or for your area, who will go and represent you in parliament, who will speak on your behalf. And you have to elect someone who knows your area, who knows the people in the area, who knows the problems which the people in that community face. So Christ is our advocate in heaven in that he understands us. He was tempted in all points as we are. So he represents us before the Father. The devil is actually there to accuse us. He is the accuser of brethren to say, no, this one cannot be saved. He did this wrong. He did that wrong. She did this wrong. She did that wrong. So the devil is always accusing. But Christ goes there as our advocate. Mm. And he says, I died for them. But he only represents those who confess their sins to him. Mm. If you don't confess your sins through him, the sins remain on you. So if he is to be an advocate for you before the Father, that means you have to carry, you have to give him your sins so that he can actually stand on your behalf before the Father and take away your sins. But if you choose not to give him your sins, and they remain on you, and you will be accountable for them. So he is our advocate because there is an accuser, and God the Father stands as the judge. So he is our advocate. He represents us like in the heavenly parliament, but we call it the sanctuary.
Mm. Beautiful, beautiful stuff there. Now, what other role does he play in the story of humanity and our salvation?
Basically, the role that Christ plays is that first and foremost, he is the creator.
Mm.
He created us. And then he also came to redeem us. I remember you asked me about a verse in Colossians that says Christ is the firstborn of all what? Of all creation.
Yeah.
The Greek word for that is prototokos.
Prototokos. Which,
yes.
Okay.
It signifies priority. According to the culture of the Bible, being firstborn was not necessarily the oldest child.
Okay.
Firstborn actually referred not to birth order,
okay,
but to rank. So when the Bible says he is the firstborn, it's actually saying that as firstborn, he possesses the inheritance and the leadership. It expresses Christ's sovereignty over creation. It's talking to his rank, not to the order maybe of his birth.
Mm-hmm.
So Christ created us. Christ also redeemed us. Christ now is also our advocate. He is our high priest in the heavenly sanctuary. All these roles he is playing in order to facilitate our salvation, because he came down to our level in order that he might take us to his level. It's not us as human beings after we sinned that sent a delegation to heaven to negotiate the terms of our salvation, But it's God who actually came down to our level in order that he might raise us to his level. So in Genesis 3, verse number 9, the Bible says God came down into the garden after Adam and Eve had sinned, and he said, Adam, 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 where are you? Where are you? So even if you walk away from God 30,000 kilometers, you don't need to walk back to him 30,000 kilometers. You only need to make one step back, because he is always following you. Our salvation does not lie in human ascension, but it lies in divine descension. And it's Christ who came down to our level so that he could take us up to his. So all these roles which he is playing are facilitating that we end up where God wants us to be.
Beautiful. Well, Pastor, I must say thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. But before I let you go, how would you then conclude this week for us in what we have studied?
Well, what I can only say is that we all need to understand that Christ is God. He is equal with the Father. He is part and parcel of the triune God, or the Godhead. Some call it the Trinity. These three are equal in rank, but they have different roles which they play. And Christ took a step down to become Son for the sake of our salvation. And then he came all the way down. He became archangel. He became a human being. He died the death of the cross. He died the second death. He went down to the very lowest level, from the highest level of being equal with the Father to the very lowest level. And because of his humility, God the Father has actually exalted him. That's why we have the resurrection, the ascension, and we find him seated at the right hand of the Father. That's why the New Testament says, let this mind be also be found in you. Let us emulate what Christ did. We are supposed to humble ourselves. We are not supposed to consider maybe our rights, but we ought to consider the rights of other people. In our day and age, most people are worried about their rights, and they are exalting their rights above the one who makes them righteous. It's actually better to be righteous than to be right. So Christ is the one who came to even map the way to show us how we are supposed to live on earth. And it is because of his humility that we also have been exalted back to the place where we were.
All right.
By God.
All right. Thank you so much, Pastor. And thank you so much for your time this afternoon. Blessings to you and the family. And have a fantastic weekend.
God bless you too. Thank you. God bless you all.
Blessings. Thank you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.